DeChambeau and came in, he walked over to the chair and he walked over to the chair and what?
Sat down.
Now, if we're at the table now eating dinner, and you see a dish of potatoes, and you want to say to your guest, go ahead and
help yourself.
And I don't like potatoes, let's say, and I'd say, no thank you, I
do not care for them.
All right. Now, we had turkey for Thanksgiving, and we had turkey for several days afterward. We want to use this over, so what do we do to the turkey? We already cooked it on Thanksgiving Day, and then 3 days later we're still eating turkey, so my wife said, well, let's just, what, the turkey, huh? Let's,
reheat it.
All right. You ever warm it?
Warm it, yeah.
Warm it over. But the steak we had was so tough that I could hardly
chew it.
Now, this is back to what you asked a while ago, I guess, but I want to make another distinction here in this mush department. You take cornmeal, boil it up, and it makes
cornmeal mush.
Mush, right? Now, do you ever grind it any more, any coarser, and get a different product? In other words, is there any difference here between mush and something which is a bit more coarse? More coarsely ground.
Well, of course, years ago it was much coarser than we mm-hmm. get it today.
I'm thinking of
hominy?
Yeah. Do you use that? Do you remember that? Is that a common term for you? Hominy grits?
Yes. I heard the song.
There's a difference between hominy and hominy grits.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask next. Is there a difference between hominy and hominy grits for you?
I wouldn't know. Uh-huh.
This is not your territory. Now, things like carrots, peas, corn are called what?
Vegetables.
And what do you put on pancakes to make them? If you have pancakes for breakfast, you put something on it to make them taste real good. What is it?
Butter and syrup.
All right. Now, any different kinds of syrup that you would use?
There's corn syrup, sorghum. Maple syrup.
What do you spread on toast? Make it good besides butter. There's butter, obviously. What else?
Jelly. And preserves.
Mm-hmm. Preserves more of a jam.
Yes.
Now, if I had an apple here, and you wanted, you'd say, "Give me," "Give me what?"
Give me.
Would you please give me?
Give me the apple.
Well, if you change the "the" to something else.
An apple? Or that right. Apple?
The second one is fine. Give me.
That?
No, the other one.
The?
No, the other one. You said, give me an apple.
An apple?
Yeah. Now, what would you say if I had an orange and you wanted it? You say, please give me.
An orange?
And an egg?
An egg?
Yeah, okay. How about, I had a pickle. You say, please give me a...
A pickle?
Okay. Get that contrast there of the and the un. If you're talking to a group of boys, but not to one of the boys, you'd say it was, I'm talking to one of...
A group?
All right.